if something happened that you expected or predicted to happen. Suppose a child was playing around something dangerous and got hurt. You might say, what? You had thought this was going to happen now, so you said...
I thought it would happen that way.
Uh-huh. Would you say, I knew it?
I knew it would happen.
I just
knew it.
Uh-huh. Tell me this the way you would say it with the word give. I will give it back when I've finished with it because you have
already read it.
Or say that with give. You have done what?
You have finished.
Well, how would you say give after have? You have
given
it. And that's the book that you
gave me.
Okay. And say this for me with begin. I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we had not gone very far when it
began raining.
What time does the show begin?
What time did the show begin?
Okay. And you might say 10 or 15 minutes ago, it must have
already started.
Okay. What's the, or it must have be?
It must have begun.
Say this for me with the way you'd say it would run. Horses gallop, but people...
People run.
Uh-huh. And every day this week, they have... What? How would you say that would run? They have
run.
Okay. And I was feeling... So happy that I
ran.
Okay. Say this for me the way you'd say it with come. Last night he
came.
Uh-huh. And every month he has
come.
Alright. And if you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
live?
Or where does he come?
Where does he come from?
Say this for me the way you'd say it with see. I hope to see you again. We have
seen each other.
We have seen each other. And... a few minutes ago, I
saw you.
All right. Suppose the highway department here in Gwinnett County was working on the roads, and you couldn't get through. You would say that the road is all
blocked.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that? Let's say that you were telling someone about how they were tearing up the street. You'd say the road is all...
Torn up.
The opposite of take it off is to...
Put it on.
Mm-hmm.